Collaborative businesses are on the rise, and this is the Collaborative Business Podcast, a podcast that will help you find answers and provides useful insights to the best ways of working together in partnerships, alliances, and many other kind of business-to-business collaboration. Here's your host, Peter Simoons.
Welcome to episode 33 of the Collaborative Business Podcast. In this episode, we're going back to three earlier episodes. Three episodes with senior executives from the corporate world as my guest. We will look back to what they shared as their number one tip when approaching strategic alliances for your company. The first one to go back to is Bruce Danseman. Bruce is the Vice President of Alliances at KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, and Bruce's advice is pretty straightforward.
Do your homework. You don't jump, and I've read that in your podcasts as well. You don't jump into a lion's blindfolded. You really have to do your homework, and both parties have to do their homework. You really have to study, why do I want this alliance? B, you have to really study all the specifics of your alliance partner, like they have to study yours. And then basically you have to start sewing it together, and it has to be a comfortable fit. It has to be a comfortable fit for everybody involved, and it has to add value. As soon as an alliance doesn't add value, then you might have something very significant on paper. But at the end of the day, and also in our business, alliances have to add value for both parties. You know, it basically has to have a positive impact on each company's bottom line.
The second guest we're going back to is Snehal Desai, who's the Global Business Director of Dow Water and Process Solutions. Snee says,
you have to know why, right? I think that's the thing, because it's too sexy to say we're going to have a partnership with XYZ. But you have to be really crystal clear, and it's sort of the old adage of asking five whys, right? But you just have to know why a partnership or a collaboration is the right way to go about pursuing whatever the opportunity is. And express it completely. It has to be an explicit description. It cannot be buried in the heads of people, and you can't use light terms. You know, a lot of the discussion I have with my team, and I've just had the good fortune over the course of the last 15 years of kind of being in roles where alliance thinking was part of how I felt business needed to be done, and I had the latitude to do it. And then as I've progressed over the years, I now am in a position where, you know, I'm leading a business unit, and I can use that as the framework of how I would like to see us as a business go about growing. But one of the things that I find still, and I say this about my own organization, you know, we get so fixated on the company that we want to partner with that they sometimes don't spend the time talking about the specific business case, and more importantly, the criteria that we see as critical to having a good partner. So oftentimes I'll tell folks, as I said, great, I appreciate the fact that you have this really great idea and this is the right company to do it with. I said, but before we go do anything, I'd like you to take two steps back, you know, really go back and ground your business case, take the other company out of it, and just talk to me about what the business case is, and then talk to me about what the ideal partner is. And then we can talk about whether these guys are the right ones. But it's so, people are so quick to want to jump to the deal. Yeah. That step to me ends up being one of the, sometimes can be a missed step. And if you miss it, then you find yourselves cranking away on agreements, sometimes running into problems because you really didn't vet out what's important to you. But more fundamentally, you just may have missed the boat on whether or not you should have partnered to begin with or if there was a better guy to do it with. I just think it's, so the knowing the why to me is probably the biggest, and you then get into all of these other aspects of it.
But it starts with why.
It starts with why. It starts with nine, not the what, because I think I see a lot of people get into the what. Let's do that deal, but why do I want to do that deal? Why do I want to do it with them? And why don't I do it myself? I mean, those are the kind of whys that you can get at, and make it explicit to everybody on why you're choosing. You know, I've done this recently. Why am I choosing not to manufacture a certain product and going to another party to help me do that? Why? It's too easy for people to say, well, yeah, I can do that. I said, yeah, but why am I saying I won't do it? And then when you go through that conversation, you open up those debate points that you can find internally, for sure. And sometimes you can flush out the guys that are going to maybe be a problem for you down the road anyway, you know, when it comes to actually doing the execution of what you thought was the right idea.
The third episode we're looking back to is episode 21, where Case Bell, the head of strategic alliances and the head of emerging businesses at Royal Philips, is sharing his advice for companies entering into strategic alliances.
If a company were to start an alliance, well, I don't think you wake up one morning and say, you know what, we're going to start an alliance today. I think it's more that companies... It all starts with your strategy. At some point in time, you have developed a strategy, and you say, listen, this is where we need to go with the company. And I think a lot of people sort of, you know, say, that's great, we have a strategy, and now let's go back to work. No, I think that's actually when the work starts, because once you have a strategy, you say, okay, so how do we implement it? How do we execute it? And once you start really looking at a strategy, you'll see that, you know, a couple of things that you want to accomplish actually are... You can develop it yourself. It's make, collaborate, to buy decisions on it. You know, are we going to invest in it ourselves? Okay, it might take a lot of time, might take a lot of patience in order to set it up yourself. Are we going to buy it? You know, that's sort of the other extreme. Mm-hmm. Well, it can be very expensive. It might be very difficult to actually hold on to the resources that you then acquire. Or can we collaborate? And I think that a lot of people are sort of hesitant about that collaboration element because it feels a bit vague. But I think there's enough literature right now that can be used to make it rather concrete and rather specific. And, you know, it might actually... The first couple of steps between acquisition and an alliance are actually quite similar. And so I don't think, you know, at the very onset you need to take a decision whether it's going to be an alliance or whether it's going to be an acquisition. I think that once you start being clear of what you need and once you start talking to some of the companies, it becomes more and more clear whether it actually makes sense to acquire or whether it actually makes sense to collaborate. And so my advice would almost be go out, talk to people, and at some point in time form your opinion about an acquisition is relevant or partnerships or alliances are relevant.
But go out and talk to people based on your strategy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So and you didn't mention it explicitly, but we both know the examples where partners are approaching our company, or executives feel that we need to team up with another partner. And in both cases, you would say, go back to your strategy and see if it's the right choice.
Well, it's great if you run into a potential partner. That's wonderful, and let's be honest about it. Sometimes you need to be, let's say, a bit opportunistic to get things going.
But
normally, you know, when you run into a company like that, it would be good to at least check it off, you know, with, you know, the strategy function to say, okay, you know, we run into this company. Does it make sense? And who are the other parties involved? I mean, you need to know, you know, what the competitive field is. And whether this company is actually the best to start working with or another company might be. So, yes, if that happens, take a step back, look at it objectively, and, you know, create the right strategic platform for actually moving forward with that company.
Now, Philips is a large company. Mm-hmm. Would your advice for a small company be the same?
Well, Philips is a large company, but it also consists of a lot of smaller companies. Uh-huh. So the way the world often looks at Philips, it's, you know, big company focused on three different business domains. You know, consumer lifestyle products, lighting, and healthcare. If you actually peel the onion a bit, you arrive at a layer where we actually are talking about 40, almost, I won't say independent, 40 businesses with their own P&L and their own sort of business dynamics. I think a lot of the mechanisms, a lot of the processes and procedures that we have can equally be applied by smaller companies. and are applied within Philips even by, let's say, smaller entities. Mm-hmm. It just, we have the luxury of having a small core team at group that can, you know, provide some support, guidance, and sometimes we step in and actually drive alliance making, then we step back again and make sure that the business owns it and picks it up further. So we have the luxury of doing that. I think that the approach, the fact that you need to start with your strategy, look at all the various options, I think that's very similar, almost irrespective of how big your company is.
So far for our three guests, looking back into what they shared as their tips in the early episodes of the Collaborative Business Podcast. The recommendations are clear. Don't jump into an alliance or a partnership without a solid preparation. Do your homework is the theme in all three advices. That's it for this episode of the Collaborative Business Podcast. For the coming week, I would say, do your homework. Think about strategic alliances and what you need to do to prepare for your alliances and partnerships. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Bye for now. Until then.
Thanks for listening to the Collaborative Business Podcast. For more insights about business collaboration, partnerships, and alliances, hop over to www.cmoons.com.